It's Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Farage. You're with us here in the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Coming up later, a guest makes the case for being a better person online, and he says it can make a big improvement on our overall happiness.
First, the state Senate is debating a controversial bill today that would eliminate the state's 48-hour waiting period for handgun purchases, which has been the law since 1976.
It's assumed that the legislation is going to pass the Senate, while the Assembly would still have to take it up. Governor Walker has signaled that he'd sign the bill if it makes it to his desk. Critics say the bill comes at a bad time, with an increase in gun violence making headlines in Milwaukee.
Joining us now with the latest is Sean Johnson, WPR state government reporter. As always, thanks for being here, Sean.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
Well, as we mentioned, this bill would eliminate the waiting period for handgun purchases. It's being debated in the Senate today. What have supporters said about why they think Wisconsin needs this bill?
Their essential case is that this waiting period is no longer necessary. It's a waiting period that was added to state law in the mid-70s. And essentially what it says is that after you go to buy a handgun from a dealer, the dealer has to check with the Department of Justice to make sure you can own that gun, that you're not restricted from owning it. And from the time that they make that check, there has to be a 48-hour waiting period between when the dealer actually hands over the gun to you. This would get rid of that 48-hour waiting period, and it would let gun dealers hand over the guns as soon as somebody clears the background check, which could be a matter of about 4 hours. So it takes it from a matter of, you know, a couple days that somebody would be waiting to take possession of a gun that they purchased to a same-day purchase. It would be within 4 hours.
Now, the waiting period for handguns has been compared to a kind of time tax by supporters. How so?
Well, I mean, they say that their case is that there's no justification for it. And so that if you're going to a gun shop to buy something that you're legally entitled to buy, and a background check shows that, you know, that you're not prohibited from buying that product, that there's no reason for you to have to wait 48 hours to take possession of it. The case on the other side of that is that that is a cooling off period, and that cooling off period is something that we should value in state law, because if somebody were to buy a gun at a time of anger, you know, to prepare for a crime of passion, well, if you've got that cooling off period, you've got a couple days to kind of cool down. And maybe if you were angry when you went in to buy that gun, maybe you're thinking more clearly a couple days later.
Well, to be clear, handgun buyers will still have to pass some kind of background check, but this one sounds like takes an average of about 4 hours.
Right, exactly. They still, everything you'd have to pass now, you would still have to pass under this gun. It's just a matter of timing. So instead of waiting a couple days, you could get your gun in 4 hours. And so then it just becomes a matter of, I guess the case that's being made in favor of this bill is that we ought to be able to have this convenience if we want to buy these guns, if we want to have these guns in our house to defend ourselves now, and we pass these checks, there's no reason to stop us, that technology is caught up to the point that, you know, you can run these checks immediately. And then the case on the other side of this is that, you know, what is wrong with having to wait a couple days to take possession of a lethal weapon?
Now, in Wisconsin, there's no waiting period on a rifle purchase, but there is one currently on handguns. Why?
I don't know. I mean, this is a law that was added to the, you know, statutes back in the 70s. So there's been some discussion of why it was added, you know, then that it was designed as kind of a cooling off period to make sure that cooler heads prevail when you purchase a handgun. They are inherently, you know, different kinds of weapons. A handgun is typically used at short range. They're carried for self-defense purposes. It's been, you know, they've been treated differently by our court system for sure, which has kind of emphasized the NRA's view that the handgun is a self-defense weapon. But I mean, they both fire bullets, obviously, and they're both deadly. And so, you know, why they're treated differently in law, you know, you'd have to go back to when those laws were passed decades ago.
We're talking right now with WPR state government reporter Sean Johnson, talking about a potential change to the 48-hour waiting period for handguns being debated in the Senate. And this vote comes, Sean, amid a surge in gun violence in Milwaukee. It's been in the news quite a bit. There have been concerns that eliminating this 48-hour waiting period could make things worse there. Have you heard that?
Yeah, one of the people who spoke in today's debate was Democratic Senator Nikia Harris of Milwaukee. And she got very emotional. She started reading the names of some of the victims of gun violence in recent days in Milwaukee, teared up. And, you know, this is, you know, obviously something that she's not going to support. She actually asked the legislature to amend it to include a universal background check, which polls have shown is widely popular, but hasn't gone anywhere in the Wisconsin legislature. That was defeated using a procedural move by Republicans that allowed them to block that vote, but not, you know, but block it without having to take a firm vote on the record. It was they did something called ruling it non-germane, said it wasn't related to the bill.
What is a universal background check?
A universal background check would be the kinds of background checks that you would do when you buy these guns, when you go to a gun dealer. Those types of checks would be applied to, you know, a gun show purchase, for example. So it would be expanded to all gun purchases, cast a much wider net. And this is something that's been supported pretty broadly in public opinion polling, but, you know, it's not something that you've seen the Wisconsin legislature interested in budging on.
What has Governor Walker said about where he stands on this legislation?
On this bill, he hasn't given a really firm yes, but he's done everything but say yes. He was asked about it initially by the National Rifle Association's radio service, and he did everything but he said he's going to sign it. He said he think we need to be a leader in this on this issue. He said they've been a leader on other issues like Castle Doctrine, like concealed carry. I think kind of the rule of thumb for Governor Walker these days as he mounts his run for president is that he is not going to let somebody else outflank him to the right politically. And so when it comes to a gun bill, for him to veto a gun bill like this, should it come to his desk, as it looks like it probably will, would just be a complete jaw dropper and go against everything else he's done in his presidential campaign thus far, which has really been to run to the right of his opponents on nearly every issue.
How does Wisconsin compare with other states when it comes to waiting periods for guns?
Wisconsin, at least according to the sponsors of this bill, Wisconsin is one of eight states that has a waiting period for handgun purchases like this one. So the vast majority of states don't have it. There's no requirement that you have a 48-hour waiting period in federal law. So it is a state decision. Eight states, including Wisconsin, have it, but most states do not. That's been another case that's been made by sponsors of the bill. Opponents have said, look, that's fine, but let's use our common sense here. And they feel like it's a common sense point that if you give somebody who's angry a couple of days to just cool off and think about it before they buy one of these guns, you know, that we're all going to be better off for it.
Now, this bill looks pretty likely to pass the Senate. It would then head to the Assembly. Is it also expected to pass pretty handily there?
Yeah, I would say kind of similar calculus to the way you look at what would Governor Scott Walker do with this bill. I mean, the Assembly is a pretty conservative body, more conservative than the Senate. They have a bigger Republican majority than the Senate. So I'd be very surprised if this were to pass in the Senate and then head over to the Assembly and go nowhere. This is, you know, the typical, I can't imagine them saying, you know, we're not going to do this unless some unknown about this bill were to come up later that we don't have in front of us now, or, you know, personalities get involved and the bill were to go away because of that.
Sean, thank you so much for joining us.
You're welcome.
That was Sean Johnson, WPR's state government reporter.